Treasurer Alexei Giannoulias says offering bank deposits of up to $25 million apiece will help ease a liquidity crisis that has frozen credit, making it tough for many banks to float short-term loans to businesses. Estes says his bank has not faced the borrowing problems that other banks have found, but the state's deposits will offer an important alternative.
At 3.38 on one-year money, that appears to be competitive right now, with just as a comparison with Federal Home Loan Advance. So it will be one other option, one other tool that certainly won't hurt us.
Giannoulias says besides helping businesses, the state of Illinois will get a higher rate of return from the $1 billion in bank deposits than it does from other investments. The Illinois State Board of Investments is holding off on changes to the state government deferred compensation plan. Director Bill Atwood says concerns have been raised by some lawmakers that the Blagojevich administration might try to access the money. He says even though there's no cause to worry, the state has decided to wait. Atwood says the proposed changes include shifting some administrative functions to the longtime manager of the program, financial firm T. Rowe Price.
It really has no effect whatsoever on the investment options of state employees. It would outsource some responsibilities to T. Rowe Price, kind of inconsistent with industry best standards.
Atwood says that move would save the state money while still allowing employees a variety of investment options. About 55,000 Illinois state workers participate in deferred compensation. It's similar to a 401k plan and allows pre-tax contributions in the mutual funds. After years of failed attempts, the Chicago suburb of Rosemont has once again become a possible site for a casino. Mike Ree reports.
Rosemont is one of seven Chicago-area towns now competing for the state's long-dormant 10th casino license. Gary Mack is a spokesperson for the village. He says board members this week agreed to sell some property to a developer that wants to build a casino there, but Mack says Rosemont is not involved in the bid otherwise.
Really, from this point forward, Rosemont pretty much has no need to have any discussions with these folks, and I wouldn't anticipate there would be any.
One of Rosemont's earlier attempts to secure a casino was blocked in 2001 by the Illinois Gaming Board. It suspected investors had ties to organized crime. This time, the developer that's interested in a Rosemont casino is offering the state $435 million for the license. According to figures released yesterday, the amount is nearly double the next highest offer. I'm Mike Ree.
Republican Mitch Daniels has maintained a huge fundraising and spending advantage over Democrat Jill Long Thompson in this year's race for Indiana governor. Campaign finance reports released yesterday show that Daniels began the year with about $6.76 million and raised $7.2 million more through the latest reporting period ending September 30th. He's spent almost $13 million since the start of the year, had about $1.1 million cash on hand as he seeks a second term. Long Thompson began the year with about $437,000, raised about $3.5 million since January, and had close to $246,000 cash on hand at the end of September. It's 4:33.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
Now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Thanks, Jim. It's down to 58 degrees on Friends Plaza. Temperature at Willard Airport was still 60 at the top of the hour, and across central Illinois, we're right at the dividing line between the upper 50s and lower 60s. The warmest temperatures are found along the Ohio River at around 66, 65 degrees. And then in northern Illinois, temperatures are already falling into the middle 50s with mostly sunny sky. There is a little band of cloud cover that stretches right across northeastern Illinois and through northwestern Indiana, but no precipitation for the two-state area, although radar returns are pretty close down around the Louisville, Kentucky area, or by Fort Knox, some light rain, and there may be maybe a sprinkle or two in far southeastern Indiana. But other than that, things are very quiet, and things will get quiet and cool tonight. Winds will be relatively light and with a mostly clear sky. I mean, there will be a few clouds around, but a mostly clear sky, and that will allow the formation of frost. Areas that are most likely to see the patchy frost tonight, west central and northwestern Illinois. Rest of the two-state area probably staying warm enough that frost won't form, but still getting a little bit cooler, close to average. Clear to partly cloudy in Champaign-Urbana tonight with a low temperature of around 40 degrees and a wind that'll be out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, intervals of clouds and sunshine. There's a little system that's moving across South Dakota right now. It could bring a slight passing shower to the area, but just the slight chance for that to occur tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow's high, 58 degrees. Then tomorrow night, mostly cloudy early, clearing with scattered frost possible towards Saturday morning with a low of 38 degrees. Saturday daytime high, 62 under a sunny sky. Clear on Saturday night with a low of around 40. And Sunday's high, mostly sunny with a high up to 72. It's 4:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now to the suburbs of Denver and to a handful of undecided voters who tuned into the third and final presidential debate last night, hoping it would help them make up their minds. Polls suggest Colorado is currently leaning toward Obama. 4 years ago, George Bush won the state by a slim margin. Here's NPR's Ina Jaffe.
If John McCain is going to hang on to Colorado, the undecided voters who were at this debate watch party